This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, CoFarm really is all about four things, actually. So the first thing is it's about bringing people together around great food and farming. So we think that food and farming should be put right back at the heart of communities. We are using co-farming, what we call co-farming, as a process of bringing people together in communities to increase community cohesion and togetherness, to do something for biodiversity and for natural capital, climate change, and also to support people's health and well-being. So we know that the process of being involved in farming with other people, doing light horticultural activities, is beneficial for health, reducing social isolation, all those things. And it contributes to more inclusive local economies as well. So there's kind of, we're trying to do lots of things all at once.
And you've just come through the launch of some crowdfunding, haven't you? Tell me a little bit about that.
We have. We launched it last weekend on World Environment Day. And this is really a crowdfund this is our second season, which we're just in the midst of at the moment. And last year we... it was our first season, and we grew about 4.5 tons of organically produced produce on the farm. Wow. 7-acre farm in Abbey. But obviously last year was a pretty unusual year, and so it's this year. And we just took the ethical decision that we were going to donate everything that we grew to 8 community food hubs that were established across Cambridge in support of people experiencing food insecurity. And this year we're really determined to do the same again and not to sell any of the produce. So we're really just crowdfunding to try and cover our very core costs of paying our professional horticulturists and for seeds and all of the things that the things that we need to spend on the farm so that we can keep donating lots of produce to people who really need it.
So what sort of sum of money are you hoping to raise?
Well, the campaign target is 58,000, but happily we're already at about 53% of that. So we've raised a nice chunk already. The campaign is going to be open till October, but we know actually that these things work where they get really great early momentum. So we would encourage any of your listeners to support the campaign with any size of donation that they might be able to contribute.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Gavin. At the end of this little chat we're having, we'll tell people just how they can get involved in donating, but we'll give people a chance to grab a pen and paper and all of that kind of thing. But you mentioned there all of that produce that you grew. The timing of this project couldn't really be better when you think about what's been going on around us and how you're, you know, helping to feed people. What sort of food, what sort of produce do you produce on the farm?
Well, it's all fruit and vegetables. So I think last year we actually produced about 55 different varieties of horticultural produce on the farm. So huge range of things. And this is really all down to the brilliance of our horticulturists. So we have two professional horticulturists, Peter Rapson and Dominic Walsh, who between them have got sort of 50 years horticultural experience and really know what they're doing. So we just grow as many different kinds of really delicious varieties of fruit and vegetables as we can. Some very obscure things. So Pete, for example, loves growing things like okra, which come from Peru. It's kind of like a bit like a potato.
Yes.
But with a very lemony flavor. We produce loads of different kinds of tomatoes as well, like amazing tomatoes. You won't taste anything like them in most shops, I can tell you. So, but these guys really know what they're doing. So that's how we're managing to have really kind of significant crop diversity.
It sounds great. And I have to say, I love tomatoes, but some of the ones that you buy in the supermarkets, and we won't name names, but even the ones that are these, you know, supposedly high-end ones in very posh packaging, and then you get them home and you cut them open, you eat, they've got no flavour at all, have they?
I know, it's the same, not just tomatoes, but, you know, lots of the other produce that we're growing as well. I mean, it is, you know, just the best produce that you can get.
OK, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'd like to ask you a bit more about some of the people who come and help you, come and volunteer at CoFarm. But before we do, I know you've picked a song that you absolutely must get on today because there's a big event happening in your life tomorrow. Tell me about it.
Well, it's my wife's birthday tomorrow, so it has to be Stevie Wonder and happy birthday. What else could it be?
Stevie Wonder, happy birthday on Cambridge 105 Radio. And that's the choice of Gavin Shelton. He asked for it to be played for his wife, Helen, who's celebrating her birthday tomorrow. Now, Gavin is the founder and CEO of Co-Farm. Tell me a little bit about the people who work the land. They're all volunteers, aren't they?
The vast majority of them, yeah. So we have, as I mentioned before, two terrific professional horticulturists, Pete Rapson and Dominic Walsh, who lead all of the growing activities. They're professionals, they're expert, they really know what they're doing, and without them, the whole project would fail. So those two are the only people that receive any payment for what they do. But they also, I have to say, you know, contribute a huge amount of their time and expertise on a pro bono basis as well. So they also volunteer for the project. And then we've had about, I think about 280 volunteers so far, who some of whom come along kind of rain or shine, you know, all weathers, winter, summer, spring, right since the very beginning when we first started breaking ground, which was last May. But yeah, people come from all walks of life, and they're just the most amazing group of people. We've really, you know, seen an amazing community springing up around the project. So I think people, as well as contributing a lot of time, in 2020 alone, people contributed about 3,000 hours of volunteer time to the farm. And all that, you know, all that time and all that love that's going into the growing of the food and looking after the farm and all the species that share it with our crops as well. It's all, you know, it feels like it's all kind of being absorbed by that space. So it's a really lovely place to be and really fun.
And do people who come along and help out get to take some of the produce away with them? Do they get to rewarded with some, you know, tomatoes or some okra or whatever?
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, pretty much all of it has been donated to the food hub. So there's eight, well, there's actually nine this year now, but last year it all went out to eight community food hubs, which were established in collaboration with our partners at Cambridge Sustainable Food, who coordinate the food hubs, and Cambridge City Council. So we work all very closely together. The closest one to us in Abbey is run by Abbey People, one of a local charity in Abbey, who are also working very closely with on other sort of family engagement activities. I think so. Some of the food does go to some of the volunteers if there are things which Pete, being the very exacting soul that he is not happy to that are quite right to go out to the food hubs. Then we'll send them home with volunteers at the end of each day. So yeah.
So they get to keep a few funny shaped carrots.
They do. That's right. Yeah.
And if people want to get involved, want to volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
So on our website, which is just simply cofarm.co, that's the full web address, cofarm.co, people can go and click on, there's a volunteering tab where it says volunteer, and then provided you're over 18, you can just self-refer yourself and book a volunteering slot.
It's been great to talk to you, but before you go, we did promise to just remind people or tell people how they can donate through the crowdfunding campaign. Gavin, do you just want to share those details with us?
Yes, yeah, certainly. So the in fact, the best thing to do with if people just go to our donate page on our website, that's cofarm.co /donate, and you'll find the links on there to the Co-Farm Cambridge campaign, which is on Just Giving. So and we can and people can also elect to give gift aid on those donations as well. So we would really appreciate any donation size, whether it's £5 or something up from £5. That would be really wonderful.
Well, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. The pictures of the meadow look fabulous, and I wish you all the very best with raising the other half of that £58,000. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Ian.